that lamb and coffee making in that building. I did with you. So you will accept my apology for being late. Honorable Master was also in the meeting. She's on her way coming. You are members of the media also. Honourable members, we took a decision at the management committee to convene a meeting this afternoon so that we can look at the report on what we have done since the committee has been constituted. We did that because next week, as you all know, the 20th Parliament is rising. In terms of our mandate, we're supposed to report to Parliament, to the National Assembly on the 30th of March. So the last sitting is only on Wednesday. We therefore felt it was necessary for us to actually have a preliminary report that we can table, which indicates the work that we have done, and then the National Assembly can give whatever mandate on Tuesday in terms of how we proceed from here. So this is the reason why we are meeting today. We also felt it would be better if we meet today, because at least we can get a majority of the members without rushing for any flight on a Friday. Given the time, we are not going to do the minutes because we only have for 2 hours. We will spend most of the time looking at the report. Do I get agreement with you on that one? Agreed by affirmation. Thank you. Are there any apologies that were received? Honorable J.F. Malima, Honorable Shibango, Ugosko Nekulu, and Honorable Sultanian. Those are our apologies for today. And Honorable Babana also apologized. Honorable Malima,
sorry, Chef. Almost all of them followed by events doing other things. The Magistrate Commission. Thank you.
The Magistrate Commission is meeting, so Honorable Mayor also member there. So he has turned up his apology. Thank you very much, member. Yes, Honorable Mother.
I think you have got the apology of Honorable Mother.
Oh,
my name.
Thank you, Honorable Member, even though we have not been formally recognized by the party, I'm sure they will replace Honorable Maloyi because he's no more a member of Parliament. I'm sure the ANC will appraise us on who is going to replace him in this committee. But thank you very much, Honorable Mateko, for that. Members, the report has been circulated, and I hope all of us have received it. The report, as having been circulated, really takes us through in terms of what this committee has done since this inception. You will see in the report, we start with the mandate of this committee arising of the decision that was taken on the 6th of December by the National Assembly. We go to the constitution of the committee and how it was constituted. We also deal with the process that was followed, which is really the program outline. As you can see there, we agreed that we will receive briefing from the legal services who will take us through on the legislative process on the amendment of the constitution, the briefing on the summary of the report on the joint constitutional review committee, the presentation by identified experts which you gave us, the committee discussions on the policy framework, presentation of committee bills, public participation process, and the setting of the report on the bill. So that was the outline that we had agreed. What have we done thus far? We have received the presentation from legal services, which really took us through on what we need to do in the, you know, process of amending the constitution and how that bill will be crafted, as well as the other institutions that we have to look at that bill, including the National House of Traditional Leaders and the provincial legislators. We noted that presentation and requested the legal services to draft a clear roadmap with time frames on the process to be followed, to outline what each step will take until the end. We did receive in our meeting also the report on the legal issues that are there on the matter between AfriForum and Parliament. What became clear in that presentation was that the AfriForum case was dealt by the court in two parts. The first part dealing with the interdict of the report, which the court actually, let me say, threw out, which allowed Parliament to therefore proceed with the taking of the Constitutional Review Committee. However, the report itself, that matter is still in court. So we're taken through that process. As a committee, we said, yes, we know that presentation, but it does not impact on the work going forward. We also received the summary from Mr. Chesmane, rather, on the Constitutional Review Committee. That was ready for notice to refresh our minds what were the essential issues that came from the Constitutional Review Committee. So those issues were tabled and we noted them in terms of what arose from the committee, as you will see on your report. I think the bulk of the two meetings that we had was really the presentation from the experts. You will recall that the reason for having the experts was really to familiarize ourselves from their perspective, what are the areas of amendment and how can we go about those. We gave all the experts the same questions, which they had to answer, but we also allowed them space to actually even go beyond that. So the experts that we were asked by the committee to approach, we did approach all of them. But I must report to the committee that the former Deputy Chief Justice, Mosanegan, was not available due to prior commitment. But also, he did express concern over possible conflicts of interest, given that he was serving as the apex court and as a senior judicial officer. So he actually did not think it would have been advisable for him to come and give his perspective on the matter. The other advocate, Sebenza, who unfortunately was also not available given the work on Lesotho as a presidential envoy. We also reflected, following what Honorable Saneke, you know, said to us, whether it would have been prudent for the committee to bring the serving judge, who's also a senior judicial officer, Madondo, to come and present, and we decided again. So that's why we didn't invite Madondo. You know that Judge Madondo is actually the deputy judge president of the KZN court. So we then went, let me also say that AgriSA plus Nkunzi development officers and other practitioners, our view was that those would have helped us both in this process, but they wouldn't be lost in terms of the public participation. So given their non-availability in the first round, it doesn't mean they cannot come for public hearing. We then invited Honorable Vadi Musa, retired Jansar, Professor Hall, Advocate Kango, Advocate Nugai Tobi, the acting Veteran General, as well as the independent Veteran from Cape Town, Mr. Peter Michen, who actually approached us after having seen what the committee was going to do, and he came and did the presentation. We received the presentation from all the experts, and you will see the details of what they said. I wouldn't go with you. We've also tried, where possible, to give their written submission, those who did, as supporting documents. I must just apologize to members that that might not have been circulated electronically, but also we'll try for the fuller report to put them properly as an extra one, because as you see in the report, it doesn't report a card. It doesn't say an extra one, which I think is a weakness in terms of our report. But other aspects actually went beyond just answering a question and dealing with broad policy issues. They even went to proposing where amendments could be put, and we've done a summary of that and tabled it in the report. As you can see, Honourable Members, the report covers what has been done thus far. In terms of our outline, the next step would have been for this committee to then sit, deliberate on a policy framework for amendment in order to give instruction to our drafters. And unfortunately, where we are now is that we have not got even to that stage, given the time limit. But nonetheless, our view is that the work that has been done thus far has been very valuable towards the process. I will then open up for members to make their comments on the report, improve it so that we can conclude and work on it for presentation to the National Assembly on Tuesday the 19th. Honourable Steele, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have three or four maybe grammatical errors that we can go through if you allow me. But the most substantial one, Chair, and I'll be guided by you, is that in my reading of this report, from where I'm sitting at least, it seemed to be hanging in the air without a recommendation from our side. So I have prepared one, and I will give my presentation if it's acceptable by you. In other words, a concluding paragraph, if it's necessary. But if I could go then to the grammatical ones, Chair. There are no page numbers, but it is paragraph 4. Or page 3, I beg your pardon. Paragraph 4, Chair, the second sentence, I am suggesting that we delete the word appointed and replace it with the word elected. So that's the first one, Chair. That's four. The
process follows program. It talks about the election of the chairperson. I think the way it's written, it says that.
Appointed, yes, Chair. The second one from my side, Chair, if you go then to page number 6 and second bullet point under 8, the last sentence before the name, it says the following people stroke expert appeared. Now, it might be semantics, Chair, but appeared to me almost sounds as if it was called there. And I've changed it to say made presentation, but I'm not fussy about that. Appeared stroke made presentation. Because the very next bullet talks about presentations.
Yes.
So I'm taking it from a consistency point of view, Chair. And then if you go to 8.3, that is on page 10, Chair. 835. on page 10. I am proposing that we take out the word there in front of preserve. An example of preserve instead of the preserve. I don't know if copies of five members are following me. And then in the next sentence, again remove the word there and make citizen citizen. So in other words, chair and read, this example shows that it could be done if citizens are given more power as opposed to if they're citizens. So those would be the grammatical ones I have checked. I don't know if it's
maybe let's see any other grammatical errors that members have picked up. Yes, I remember.
Thank you, Chair. It's good to see you. I apologize for not being at the previous hearing, but just a very brief one, and that is on page 6, paragraph 8, briefing by experts. The first bullet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line, which starts, conflict of interest should the matter end up in court, Deputy Judge President Madondo.
Yes.
There's something missing. I'm not sure where the reference to Deputy Judge President Madondo comes in.
Was not invited. That was true. What is true? The ending is that
court, full stop.
Yes.
Deputy Judge President Madondo was not invited.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether what the reason, you gave the indication, was it the conflict of interest or?
Okay,
can
I try and
answer?
Yeah. I think the management committee decided not to invite Deputy Judge President M. Matondo in order to avoid conflict of interest. Stop. Okay, you need to shoot the letter and back and forth. But the issue of the management committee decided not to invite Deputy Judge President closer.
Maybe we shouldn't put it as a conflict of interest, but rather we should just say not to invite Deputy Judge President Madondo should the matter end up in court without saying the conflict of interest. That might be a better way.
Okay, what is the context of the consideration of inviting him at all? Because you could say, well, every judge was not invited. Is it necessary? Was there a discussion around his name? Because
he was proposed as one of the people that should be considered. That's why his name arrived.
I understand.
Honorable Rosina?
Thank you, Chairperson. That's a correction in page 2. I'm not sure whether the last number there is 10 or 1. 3.1, the last sentence. And other countries, 10. The 10, sorry. Okay. And the other one is, somewhere we talk of 8.1.1, where it says, Mr. Musa stressed that the focus would be on the process of making or amending. If they were talking about amending, so I don't know whether the policy would be making an amending everything or making an amendment.
What Honorable Musa said was he was not going to speak specifically on the amendment of the Constitution as we required him to. But he was going to take us through the constitution-making process of which he was involved in, so that we can have a sense of the weightiness of the matters that we were dealing with. That's how he put it down. Before it's 14 the button. We need to restructure the solution. Honourable Bretina? Okay, Honourable Scott? Okay. If there are no corrections, can I then ask members to make substantive inputs where they think we may need to improve, starting with Honorable Smith? on the recommendation that you want to suggest to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. So obviously that was going to be page 18.
I'm so sorry, Chair.
Oh,
sorry,
yes.
My chair. Just the reference to advocate, Trin Grove, throughout is G-O-V-E. It's Grove with an R.
No.
Oh, sorry, then it's got a C at the end.
I'm
sure that's it. I'm back to the superior knowledge of my colleagues.
Mr. Trin Grove would be the last person to insist that you put the C with
me. Okay, thank you. We will do the best so that we do the proper...
We don't have to put the
end. The silk is not necessary.
No.
Okay, Tango. Okay. No. Don't worry, Honorable, you are saying we need to put end. So, yeah.
Correct your attitude.
Thank you very much. Honorable, please.
Thank you very much, Chief Minister. As I indicated, and this is just my own view, that I felt that we haven't, as a committee, made any recommendations that the House must consider. So I'm proposing, and I'll read it slowly so that members can follow and critique it if they so wish.
Sorry, can you get somebody to close the door? I think we're attracting more people to think on something. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My proposal reads as follows, Chair. The ad hoc committee, one, welcomes and appreciates the valuable input presented to date. Two, acknowledges that the task of amending Section 25 of the Constitution cannot be concluded during this parliamentary term. And three, recommends that the sixth parliament be tasked with finalizing the amendments of Section 25 of the Constitution. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable. As you can see, that the way the report has speculated to you, I just outlined the process and what has happened. It didn't have the recommendation because indeed we're waiting for this meeting so that all of us we can agree on how we want to conclude this matter. As a proposal on the recommendation to the House, which has been made by Honorable Smith, read for all of us, I think it's 3 points. Can you reread it again slowly?
The ad hoc committee, one, welcomes and appreciates the valuable input presented to date. Two, acknowledges that the task of amending Section 25 of the Constitution cannot be concluded during this parliamentary term. And three, recommend that the sixth parliament be tasked with finalizing the amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution.
Thank you, Honourable Chairman.
I agree with that, but I think that one should then go to conclusion as an acknowledgement of, rather than a recommendation. It's an acknowledgement of going to enrich the committee. So there are two recommendations.
Thank you. Well, we acknowledge the and appreciate the valuable contribution, suggestion that we make it as an acknowledgement at the end, and acknowledge everyone, the staff, the effort, and that our recommendation to the House is that says the committee has been acknowledged that amending section 25 of the constitution cannot be concluded during this term. We recommend that the sixth parliament be tasked with finalizing the process. Any other recommendation? Honorable Mwini?
Sure, thank you, and good day again. Just to support to the following edition, because the edition on the proposed here are in order to give the underlying reasons why. So somebody reading our report will understand why. Chair, I would have prepared this before Honorable Masego, Advocate Masego, congratulating once again, she's been admitted to the bar, before she made the additions or suggestions that she gave. So I'm really proposing the addition still in line with the original proposal, Chair. And we welcome those input, Chair, to include that in lieu of our adopted program. In other words, as we sit and decide how do we go, at the back of our minds, we had an adopted program. It was a whole meeting's main issue. So, to bring into the picture the adopted program would be important, Chair, because somehow it might have a bearing. Then the next point on the, it can be concluded. Again, that for that to be complete, we must indicate that in view of the parliament rising on the 20th, in other words, for record, as we sit on this 13th today, we have 7 days to complete our work, and therefore, we then acknowledge against that background that the parliament is rising on the 20th. I don't mind the wording, Chair, but I'm just inserting the principle of making that proposal by Honorable Smith complete in that sense. So basically those would be the two suggestions to make, Chair. Somewhere, somehow, Chair, going back, maybe it could just be for noting. We have made recommendations about, I don't know how, in other words, here the Sixth Parliament trying to move forward. We would have needed someone to include that among the structure, had we had time, we still were very keen to listen to the Lincoln Court. We still were very keen to listen to, as was proposed on record, the Commission for the Restitution of Land Rights. So clearly also those could not be taken. I don't know where it belongs in the area part, Chair. So if it bothers our system, I wouldn't mind not leaving it out. But I just think that certain issues are pertinent to record. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honourable President.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I support the suggestion of the Honourable Smith. I think it's the most concise one. And I would hesitate to give advice to a committee to be formed in the Sixth Parliament about how they should go about dealing with it. So I would suggest that we leave out the suggestion.
Okay, I just thought that maybe what we could say, if members would agree, to say the committee takes note of their food program, or rather, the committee recommends that National Assembly take note of the approved program of the committee and acknowledges that the task of amending the section 25 of the Constitution cannot be concluded in this parliamentary term of office. Therefore, resolved that the Sixth Parliament be tasked with the responsibility of concluding the matter. Without, because they might decide on a constitutional review committee instead of an actual committee. So we leave it at that, and we can then appreciate and thank everybody else. Honorable Rosina?
I agree with your amendment, because it's a clarity in terms for those that want to make this committee into work after the parliament rises. So I think in terms of the constitution, we can still do the work until the June is May. But in terms of the process that involves you need more than that if you don't have that satisfaction.
Thank you.
Any other input? If none, can I get the members to move the adoption of the report with the amendments that have been suggested? Honourable Masego?
Can I move for the adoption of the report with amendments?
Honourable Rocha?
Chairperson, I'm not seconding. I'm just reserving the position of the DA on the report. If that's unanimous in the report.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Scott?
Thank you, Chair. The ACDP also reserves this position. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Abigail Wayne?
Chairperson, I'm seconding the proposal of adopting the report with the amendments that have been made and also further extended at page 17. I think the last legislative phrasing that of weight of expropriation was delinked from compensation.
Okay. If I may just ask, get clarity from the two parties, where you reserve your right is with respect to the recommendation of taking further the work to the Fifth Parliament. Because I assume that we agree on what was done in the committee, because that's the essence of the report. Where you reserve your right is with regard to the recommendation that relates to taking the work forward. I have a clarity. Am I understanding clear? So that when I present the report, I will clearly not misrepresent you. Because I think in terms of the process and what we've done, we are all in agreement that indeed this is what we've done. Where we may be differing is whether this must proceed to the Sixth Parliament or not. Okay.
Yes,
Lady Chair, just to get a clarity, the House resolution all stand binding to all future parliaments unless and until the tender. So I just wanted to find out if the if we're not defeating that very same purpose by therefore not agreeing to refer to the next parliament, because there's a resolution of the parliament of the what's the date in November? December. So that resolution is still binding on future parliaments until it's been attained. That's my point. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think that affects on this one. Remember that what we are dealing with now is the report of the committee. So the committee is reporting to Parliament what it has done, to National Assembly what it has done, and what it's recommending the House should do going forward. So the committee says we are agreeing with what we all have done together. But where we are differing is on recommendation, and it's one recommendation where we are. So I want us to be clear, and that's why I wanted that from the party. Because this is the committee's recommendation. It's not the House. It's us recommending to the House. So where we are differing with the other parties and they are saying they are reserving their rights, they might come back and say we agree with you. They might come back and say we are not agreeing with you. It's on the recommendation where we are saying this work must be taken over by the Sixth Parliament. They are saying they are reserving their rights. That's what they are saying. So it means in this meeting, on that recommendation, they are not giving their absolute agreement. And I think we need to note that.
Yeah. I just wanted to get to that last point, Chair, just from my own understanding. Are you saying, Chair, that in this report, we must note that the ACDP and the DA have reserved their right? Or are you saying that we must note it in our minds or for the minutes? I just want to understand which one are you talking about. Because, and I'm saying that, Chair, because my understanding is that if there's a committee report, notwithstanding the fact that one or two people, not opposed, but reserve their right, it can't be in this document here. It must be in the minutes. That's why I'm asking the question, Chair. Are you saying it must be here, or is it the minutes? If you're saying it's in here, then I have a problem. But if it's in the minutes, I can live with it, Chair.
Honourable members, maybe let me clarify again. We've gone through the report, all of us. We've agreed on the report. Then as a committee, as you aptly said, Honourable me, that we did not put recommendations as a committee. We have then made recommendations. Recommendation one, that as the ad hoc committee, we are, one, saying to the House, it must take note of the agreed, of the approved program of the committee, and acknowledges that the task of amending the Section 25 of the Constitution based on this approved program could not be completed by this chair. Two, we are saying, we are recommending to the House that the work of concluding this process must be given to the sixth panel. And the last one is acknowledging you know, the work that was done by the support staff. We acknowledge the presentation of the experts. So what the members of the ACDP and the DA are saying on recommendation two, that's where they are reserving their right. So the minutes must record that the two parties are reserving their right on recommendation two of the report. So when the chair gives the report to the committee, to the House, will give the report as we have all agreed, and then indicate that the two parties will express their views on recommendation two. So I hope I've summarized correctly. Yes, Honourable Madida.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm a little bit confused by the, I think it's the truth. It's the last one. The report must have this recommendation.
Yes.
You can, when presenting the report, you can highlight that.
That's a recommendation.
Yes. Okay. But it must not be contained in it.
Yes. No, that's why I'm saying that the report is a C.
Yes, it's a recommendation.
But when in the minutes, our minutes will do reflect that two parties reserved their right on second recommendation. And I'm saying, as a chair, I will, when I talk to the presentation of the report, I will reflect that. So the parties might as well be, when they give their declaration, then say, we approve all the recommendations in total, or they can still say, we approve the report, but you are not agreeing with taking this matter forward. So they will say that themselves. But the report will contain both recommendations. So we're clear now.
Yes.
So, can I get the formality of agreeing with the report? There was a mover, Honourable Masengo, and was seconded by Honourable Masengo. The secretary was saying you might have to vote. I don't think it's necessary. The IMC agrees with the report.
If you want me to
thank you. Thank you very much,
Chairperson. So this is the last meeting.
Order?
No.
Honourable members, there are amendments we will circulate to all of you. and we take this as our last move. Unless members would want to meet on Friday again. So we take this as our last move. Thank you. And now